Coming up the weekend of August 8th, 9th, and 10th. It's back once again, the Old Settlers Day celebration taking place. And welcome to Camp Old Settlers. If you're not a happy camper, take a hike. That is the theme for this year's Old Settlers celebration. And here to talk about it, nobody else does a great job except the one and only Mindy Haig, who is with us once again. You know, you can never be replaced. Never.
Well, I think so. I mean, there's probably somebody else that really wants to speak on the radio.
Absolutely not. You are the person for the job. You do a great job, and glad to have you back.
Thanks, Rich. Thank you for asking me to come and speak about the celebration for the weekend. It's always a good time.
Yep, sure is. I know we talked with Mike Slattery the other day, the Indianola Ranch Rodeo. That kind of kicks off the whole weekend, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. We'll have the Ranch Rodeo Calcutta that starts at 6:30 on Friday night. And there will be some food available from Southwest School Foundation and the senior parents. So there will be vendors until the food is gone. And they'll have also the Southwest Beef in Schools program is having a fundraiser, auction off 3 beef bundles during the Calcutta. And there is a Jeff Brooks benefit that will also have raffle tickets and auction items. So that will be jam-packed. The Ranch Rodeo, the Calcutta, all of those extra events going on. Lots of people attend that. It is an admission of $10, 12 and under free. And then at 8:30 to 12:30 down at the Roundup, then they will have live music, free admission as well with Day Dozen.
Day Dozen, yeah. That's Dalen Muse and Christopher Dozer Lewis. Those two have been hooked up a year and a half, 2 years ago, and have been invited to a lot of different communities, and Indianola gets a chance on Friday night.
Yes, so they'll have to go down to the Roundup and support them there.
Yeah, that'll be great. They'll do a super job. And then into Saturday, Mindy, and it is a full day from sunup to sundown, isn't it?
Yes, Saturday is a jam-packed full day, which is great. Lots of different events for different age groups, different anything you want there. You can find something to do. We start off at 7:30 at the park with a fun run. There will be a 1 mile that starts at 7:30 and a 5K to follow. You can contact Lane Solace for that to pre-register. And then at 10 o'clock starts the parade with our happy camper theme.
I can just imagine what you're going to see as far as the floats for the theme this year and people, what get-ups they're going to wear this year. It could be pretty cool, could it?
Right, yeah. That's one of the fun things about finding out or trying to figure out your theme. Like, what can we see for the floats? What will be something very easy or very creative to have out on the floats? So that will be great. Then that starts, I believe your registration needs to be completed by 9:15 if you want judged in the parade, and then it will start at 10 o'clock.
And folks just can show up that day. There's no pre-registration really beforehand, right?
Right.
Except at 9:15.
Correct. Yeah. You'll just go one block north of the pool on the east side of the street. So that's where you'll be able to find, they'll have a table set up so you can get registered there.
But that parade's been a fixture. It's fixture with the Old Settlers Day Saturday forever, hasn't it?
Yes, and they are also going to have like a grand float prize. So, you know, it keeps it fun and interesting. Yeah. And there's usually a really good turnout, which is nice. A lot of support from the community.
They really do, no question. After the parade's over, everybody kind of heads to the park, don't they?
Right. So at the park, there are free kid events that are sponsored by local community organizations and businesses to continue to bring this event free to kids and families. There will be 2 water inflatables, 1 dry inflatable, and then we're calling it our main event inflatable, I guess. It's a big slide, a rock climbing wall, and some trampolines. So we'll have that, and then we'll have a couple of bubble stations. And the Red Willow Rodeo Royalty will be doing face painting in the park for $1. Right next to the park on the east side of the road will be the car show that will go from 11 to 3 o'clock. And this year, the There will be the ladies rolling pin throw.
It wasn't here last year, was it?
No,
it took
last
a year off.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So this year it is back.
Back by popular demand, maybe, right?
Correct. Yes, I think a lot of people missed it. So glad it's back.
There you go.
But that will be at 11:30 on the west side of the elementary school. And then following that, right after that, will be the golf club throwing contest. That used to be later in the afternoon, but this year it'll be right after the rolling pin toss. And then there will be food down on Main Street, a hamburger feed, and then food will be at the park also. We'll have a couple of food trucks and a couple of sweet treats and sweet embers. The Knights of Columbus will be having a meal in the church hall. And then as well, Ag Valley and the Roundup mm-hmm. will have food throughout.
You have plenty of choices. Plenty of choices for food throughout the day.
Yes, for sure.
All right. And then also right around the lunch hour, always another fixture is that adult pitch tournament.
Yes, the pitch tournament will also be held at the Roundup. So $20 a team, you will sign up that day. Then the Historical Society will have their program this year is at 1:30. It will be in the old Rocket Inn building.
Wow.
They mm-hmm. are going to do a dedication and video of the District 27 schoolhouse and the blacksmith shop that used to be out at Malik's, and mm-hmm. now it has been moved into town.
Sure.
So there will be ice cream to follow at the blacksmith shop provided by Bob Martz, and the buildings will be open all day for walkthroughs to view those. So that'll be something nice.
Yeah, a little history right there, isn't it?
Right.
All right.
Then 2 to 4, now this will be in the community building. We have had the paint and sip in the storm shelter. This year it will be in the community building from 2 to 4. It's $20 a painter, open to all ages, and supplies will be provided. Mm-hmm. This free swim right across the street yep. will be going on from 2 to 5. And the Indianola swim team is doing a fundraiser where you can buy ducks mm-hmm. and they'll do a duck dive. So you can contact the swimming pool to purchase your ducks the day of. But they're trying to raise some funds to buy some new equipment
sure.
for the swim team.
All right. That pool's always busy, active throughout the day on Old Settler Saturday.
Yes, always. For sure. I think it's the last day of the year,
might
too.
Be, yeah.
So you
exactly.
got to get there.
Yep. Ice cream social, that's always a big event at 3 o'clock then.
Right. At St. Catherine's Church Hall, the Altar Society will be having their homemade ice cream social. So you go over there and enjoy some conversation and some air conditioning and some homemade ice cream. Also at the park will be at 3:30 to 4:30 will be the Big Wheels race. And there it's ages 3 to 10. The Big Wheels will be provided and prizes will be awarded to the winners. And we also have the frog jump. That's at 4 o'clock. They will have frogs if you don't have some, but you are more than welcome to bring your own as well.
So does Barry Williams go out and just like the night before, just go frog hunting and try to find extra frogs for folks that don't have their own frogs?
Yes. Barry does go out and some friends and yeah. maybe Trent and his son goes with him too. But yeah, yes, right. They do. They go out frog hunting.
Mm-hmm. Always, that's another fixture. That frog jumping contest has been around for years.
Right. Yes. Yeah. It's a big hit. There yeah. are a lot of kids.
Oh, they
go.
Love it. They love it. You bet.
Yes. And downtown, if you're not into frog jumping, but downtown there'll be a cornhole tournament at the Roundup. That starts at 4 o'clock as well. I believe you just sign up that day too. Mm-hmm. $20 a team.
Sure. And then last but not least, you always have a great street dance.
Yeah. This year we have Nate Kim. I believe he's out of Elm Creek. Mm-hmm. I also think that he maybe is playing opening at Stockville Rodeo or at the fair, okay. I think. Mm-hmm. Either he did or will be. And then that's just a $5 cover charge from 8 to 12.
So. And there'll be a beer garden available there, too.
Yes, there will be a beer garden provided by the Roundup.
All right. So that takes care of a busy, busy Saturday. And then on Sunday, it's pretty light. But the road rally is always a big, big hit, isn't it?
Yeah, the road rally is. There's always a lot of teams that sign up for it. They do put a 20-team cap on it, no pre-registration. The Roundup will open at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, and then the road rally will get started at noon.
You cannot have, again, an Old Settlers Day celebration without all the great sponsors helping you out.
Right. It is amazing every year. the amount of support that the committee receives from the community, from just organizations within the area, just even just community members, their excitement for the celebration. So that helps every year to put it on, knowing that everybody appreciates the mm-hmm. events and the weekend, and it's great for everybody to get together and celebrate together.
Because the next week school starts, so it's one last hurrah to get together and have some fun, huh?
Exactly, yep. And then you got to get all rested up for school.
Right, exactly right. That's good. Alumni come back for this. All the alumni, doesn't matter how old you are, they come back, kind of spend the weekend with their friends and get together and have fun.
Yes, exactly. So it does. It brings everybody to town one more time.
Exactly right. A lot of the information, too, like we just talked about, is on your Old Settlers Indianola, Nebraska Facebook page as well.
Yes, yes. Please follow that. We are doing some giveaways on the Facebook page. So go to the Facebook page and follow the rules for that. We will update all week, anything that has changed from the schedule. So to get the most updated news, I guess, yeah, mm-hmm. follow the Facebook page.
You bet. I know you're crossing your fingers because every year sometimes that Saturday night brings in a storm and just like, it just please, Mother Nature, let's get through the dance. It can rain all at once, midnight to 6 a.m.
Right. We yeah. always want rain, but not until after midnight.
Exactly right. Nice job as always. Thank you very much and have a great time this weekend.
All right. Thank you, Rich.